You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You're joining us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast, where we're looking ahead to an evening card from Gowran Park. 8 races to come from the Irish venue this evening, and plenty more on William Hill's Racing Radio today from 1:40 p.m. We're at Hamilton, Lingfield and Market Raisin in the afternoon, Kempton and Newton Abbot alongside the Irish card this evening with Darren Owen, Craig Forsyth and Andrew Mount in the studio. But ahead of all the action, joining myself, Sam Norris, to look ahead to every race from Gowran Park today is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Very well, very well.
Good stuff. What do you make of this Gowran card tonight?
I quite like it. Yeah, I'd say Gowran's one of my favourite tracks because I think track position and the run of the race is very much key. And without knowing those vital ingredients pre-race, it's always very difficult to make hard and fast assumptions. But yeah, I do quite like the earlier part of the card. I think we sort of draw a line through in between the 7 o'clock and the 7:30. And I would say most of my strong opinion strike bets are early doors.
I suppose you'd prefer the card to be the other way around them with that thinking. You'd rather have the races that don't interest you early on so you can see where the best track position is.
You could say that, yeah. You could say that.
Right, we'll get stuck into the action. Then we begin with the 5:30, which is race number one on the card this evening. A 7-furlong maiden kicks things off, where Monarch has been well supported this morning, and they're now 4-6 favourites. Heartful at 4-1, 6-1 for the Flying Fairies. No Approval at 11-1. It's 14s or bigger. The rest, Aidan O'Brien's Charger showed a bit of promise on two starts so far and has improved with each run. To get the nose in front today, Andy?
Yeah, I agree with the market here. I thought anything around the even money point was a really good bet for this horse. I thought he made an encouraging debut at Limerick behind a horse who's subsequently gone on to hit the ball out of the park on the figures at the Curricle. Manin, I think podcasters need to be keeping that horse on side, particularly if Dermot Weld sends him over to the Raw meeting in one of the handicaps. And then he ran at Canolin the other night when, he was a short price favourite to dispose of 9 rivals. And although he finished second, he has to be marked down as a very unlucky loser. He found all the trouble going, and unfortunately Donnacha O'Brien couldn't get him out on time, as St. Gallen, the winner that day, a rather fortunate winner for the podcast, swept down the outside and got first run. He was gaining hand over fist on the eventual winner in the latter stages, but unfortunately the die was cast. Good thing tonight he's drawn in stall one, which is very, very vital here at Gowran to get a run to the bend, because it is a short run to the corner. And if he does get out and get into a good track position, he's going to be very, very difficult to beat here, because I do think he's the class horse of the race. And I think this looks a really good opportunity for him to do the old Ted Rogers, the old 3-2-1.
Indeed. There we are then. Monarch for Andy in the opener. Aidan and Donnacha O'Brien teaming up with that one. Race number two comes up at 6 o'clock in the shape of a rated race over 7 furlongs, where Mizar is the 3-1 favourite for this one, ahead of Mullinger Tawani at 7-2. 5-1 for the More Factor. Reckless Endeavour is 11-2. And it's 13-2 for Petticoat Government. 10s or bigger for the rest of them. What do you like in race number two, Andy?
Been a cracking sort of last 2 or 3 days, isn't it, for Kevin Prendergast, and the good run looks set to continue here with Mizar, who finally got off the mark at the full time of asking on his seasonal reappearance at the Curra in the early part of the month, doing it in fantastic fashion. Having raced in mid-division, he made up nice headway going down to the final furlong, and he powered clear in the latter stages to win going away in a very fast time. The format has already worked out particularly well. The second at Fainlogue won at Tipperary the day, and even Ionisation finished second at Dundalk on the all-weather in a maiden last week. So I'm pretty sure that it was an above-average performance by this son of Invincible Spirit. And you've only got to go back to some of his maiden runs last year to see him finishing third behind Blue de Vega, of course now a genuine Group 1 horse in his home right for the Michael Callaghan stable, to tell you how good Mizar potentially is. I think the 7 furlongs will definitely suit him. He looked as though he 6 furlongs was his absolute bare minimum at the Curra. Either way, the ground seems to be fine for him. He's run on good to firm. He's run on yielding soft. So, he's fairly flexible from that point of view. He's got a reasonable draw right in the middle. And albeit, you know, he's up against one or two tasty morsels here, such as the likes of Mulligatawny, the Moore Factor, and particularly Petticoat Government, who comes from a yard in good form with their fillies. I'd expect Mizar to step up to the plate here and keep his progression going in the right direction.
Mizar then to give Kevin Prendergast another winner in the 6 o'clock. The third race on the card comes up at 6:30. This is a 7 furlong handicap where Espresso Brasileiro is the 7-2 favourite. 11-2 about the Ice Meister. Chestnut Fire is 13-2. 8-1 for Ardmore and it's 12's Bart. What do you make of this bunch, Andy?
Yeah, I think they've got the right favourite here. Espresso Brasileiro is a horse I really like, and with the yard in great form, obviously William McCreary, we've got to certainly pay utmost respect to this horse, who's run a couple of eye-catching races so far this season. In very good races, they've all worked out really well on the figures. That race at the Curragh on the 3rd of April threw up an absolute host of winners subsequently. And albeit this horse wasn't one of them, he certainly did the form no harm himself by finishing second behind Canary Road down in Limerick. Now, again, that race has already worked out incredibly well. We've had three or four winners out of that racing behind. And Canary Row himself ran a commendable race and finishing third in another competitive handicap at the Curragh behind Craig's Pipes on Sunday. This horse races off a similar mark to what he has been of late. He's got a decent draw. He goes well with a bit of cut in the ground. So I certainly think he's massive shortlist material. But at the prices this morning, he has been very well backed, I see. Chestnut Fire, who was a double-figure 12-1 poke this morning, also makes quite a bit of appeal coming out of another very strong form line race at Leopardstown. Although he was only fifth behind Don't Bother Me, it was a very strongly run affair, and the fact that he was drawn high and he was in an uncompromising position turning into the home straight, that tells you that it was a really good effort by this horse to haul himself into fifth as the line approached. I certainly marked him up markedly on that occasion because he was basically swimming against the tide down the middle of the track when all the main protagonists were on the advantageous far side rail. So I do think he ran a good bit better than what his finishing position suggests, plus the fact that he was his first one of the year, and a lot of Mickey Halford's horses at the time were running a bit below par. They've subsequently flourished in abundance, and I've got a funny feeling this horse is going to be a massive factor here tonight. Drawn right in the middle, tracks would suit him. Everything's looked set fair for a big run here from Chestnut Fire in the third.
It's the top one for Andy then at Chestnut Fire in the 6:30. We move ahead to the 7 o'clock. This is race number 4 on Goran's card this evening. A mile handicap for us to look at here, where Granny May heads affairs at 3-1. It's 5-1 for Knockmal Boy. And then it's Beachmount Whisper at 11-2. Storm Ranger 7-1. 12-1 for So Sensible. Bigger prices for the rest of them. What do you like in the 7 o'clock, Andy?
Well, we've got a good chance to look at a key bit of form line early on in the card because there's a horse running in this race called Knockmal Boy that ties in quite nicely with Espresso Brasileiro in the previous race. And I've already waxed lyrical about William McCreary's charge half an hour earlier. I certainly expect him to run well. And Knockmal Boy was involved in that race at Limerick on the 23rd of April when he finished third behind the those horses I've already mentioned. The time figure of the race suggests it was an above-average affair for the grade. The likes of Vintage Charm, Dragon Khan, Orangey Red are all well beaten in behind, have all come out and won subsequently, so that form and the time figure has been boosted. Now, this is a much weaker race in my eyes than that one the other day. That was a really good 0-83, and he's running against horses rated in the 60s and 70s here. So we should arguably find this race much more palatable. He's got a good draw, and he's never been out the first four in his life, so there's no reason to suggest he certainly will keep that trend intact here. And you know, he's got plenty going for him and very little going against him here, Knockmal Boy. So I'm expecting a huge run, and odds around about 5-6-1 this morning. With any amount of luck in running, he should be in the first three at the very least.
Knockmal Boy then for Andy in that 7 o'clock. Race number 5 then comes up at 7:30. This is for the fillies over a mile and a furlong. Samshot is 13-8 at the head of affairs. Shamreen at 15-8. Then it's 4-1 for Ballybacker Queen. French Blue at 9-2. And the rag here is Chicago Fall at 100-1. Seemingly only four to concentrate on here, Andy. Who do you like?
This to my eyes, is absolute textbook Dermot Weld with Shamreen. He often does this with the Aga Khan horses, such as this, that are stoutly bred, that have got nice pedigrees, good futures, perhaps in their later on in their career. He starts them off very, very gradually and builds them up. Good maiden, he ran in first. She ran in first time out behind Embryon and Stella Mass. We've already seen the likes of Claudio Monteverdi win out of that et al. She was then second to somehow caught the Cheshire Oaks Heroine at Leopardstown next time out in a bit of a bog. And then she went to this track here the other day on better ground and albeit she didn't rate a great deal. She did it in the style of a horse who's obviously going to progress throughout the rest of the season. I definitely think she's a listed filly in the making. But Dermot Wells managed to find a nice little conditions race for her here, thus to further her education without giving a particularly mind-blowing experience. So I do expect Shamrin to come through here with flying colours tonight, and she looks a decent bet there in the 7:30.
Shamrin the choice then in the 7:30. We go ahead to the 8 o'clock now. This is a maiden over a mile and a furlong, where the betting is headed by Earring at 9-4, 5-2 for C Swift, and Kaylin Auger is 9-2, 7-1 for Remarkable Lady and Uninhibited at 16s or bigger prices for the rest of them. It's on the drift as well, this Earring this morning, Andy.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me really, because that run first time out wasn't exactly awe-inspiring. Now, you could certainly easily make a case out for the conditions on that occasion being the Achilles heel for this horse. I mean, it was very, very heavy ground, and it was a bit of a funky track that day, because everything that raced on that far side rail had a massive advantage. It was almost like going back to the old days at York on the Golden Highway on the Jogger's Path. So you'd certainly give her the slight benefit of the doubt, but I've just got it at the back of my mind. She's certainly not one of the strongest Ballydore horses that's ever run in these colours, and I do think there's a bit of value to be had elsewhere. I'd certainly have a massive interest here in C Swift, who, to my eyes anyway, comes out of a much stronger maiden at Leopardstown on the 6th of April. Of course, that race went the way of Claudia Monteverde, and albeit the winner's been slightly disappointed subsequently, it was in group company behind So Me Da at Epsom. You've only got to go back to the 3rd, the Gurkha, of course, won incredibly impressively the other day in that top-class mile race over in France. To see that this horse was definitely up against it first time out, but she didn't offer run very, very eye-catching from the back of the field. She was making ground hand over fist on some very decent horses, and the fact that she did it as well from stall 15 of 16 indicates that she's probably better than the finishing position suggested. This obviously looks a lot weaker. She's bred to get middle distances, so the step up to a mile and a quarter here should be fine. This is a track where Dermot Weld runs a hell of a lot of his good horses, stroke very, very good fillies. So he obviously means business here tonight with this horse. He's given her a couple of months just to get over the exertions of her heavy ground race first time out, and I think she'll benefit from that kindness. So C Swift is a strong choice there in the 8 o'clock.
Okay, hopefully another winner for Dermot Weld then in the shape of C Swift in that 8 o'clock. We go ahead to the 8:30 now, which is Division 1 of a mile and a furlong handicap. A full field lineup for this one. Snap Click is the 9-2 favourite this morning, ahead of Elusive in Paris at 5-1. Zorba the Greek is 7-1, 7-1 about Pirolo. Noble King is 8-1, that one is a reserve. Tennessee Waltz 10-1, and it's 12s. But what do you like in Division 1 of this competitive looking handicap?
Yeah, I certainly think the likes of Snapclick and Elusive in Paris have got to go well. I tipped Snapclick the other day, and albeit he didn't win, he certainly ran up to a decent standard, finishing second behind Lightning Strix, who obviously got first run on him. I'm sure John Gorman's charge going back to the scene of his one of his only course wins has got to be a factor. Could have done with a slightly better draw. Elusive in Paris, he's just in brilliant form at the moment. I had him pigeonholed down, as probably many did, as an all-weather specialist, but he's turned his career around completely. So he managed to finally get his breakthrough on the turf the other day at the 20th attempt. So he's obviously going the right way. But back down in the field that day was a horse I tipped on the podcast called Fast On. Now, I know this horse can be slightly sleepy in the stalls, but he took it to another level the other day. He must have missed it by about 7 or 8 and never gave himself any chance whatsoever of getting in a race. Now, with a slightly better break tonight, and obviously that is very much the $64,000 question, you're in the lap of the gods whether he's switched on out of the traps. But surely he can't get as far behind as he did the last day. And going back to the scene of some of his best performances here at his favourite track, Garen, I'd expect Shamus Far, his 7-year-old, to run a good bit better than he did the other day. Albeit he did make some late headway and finish 6th behind Elusive in Paris, so it wasn't exactly the disaster as it could have looked throughout the first furlong. And he's around a bull to back around about 14-1 this morning, he's Fast On. So I think a lot of punters have kind of deserted him rather unwisely here. And like I say, with a better break, hopefully he can get into the mix tonight.
Fast On then, 14-1 with us here at William Hill at the time of recording. We go to the final race on the card tonight at Garen. This comes up at 9 o'clock. Division 2 of that handicap that we've just been discussing. And again, another fiercely competitive heat for us here. Joint favourites at the time of recording in the shape of Miss Ballygally and Double Fast, who are both 6-1. It's 7-1 about Navigante. Ask Katie is 7-1. 8-1 for Hawaii Hurricane. Queen Zane is 8-1. And it's 12s or bigger the rest. This looks even harder to work out than the opening division, Andy.
Yeah, they've put the most grizzliest race on last, which is pretty handy in many respects, because hopefully we would have done the damage early on in the card. But for those of us that are hanging around and looking for a wager in the final race, if we are in a bit of trouble, I'd probably go with the filly trained by Thomas Mullins, Double Fast, who was a bit disappointing the other day when I tipped her on the podcast down in Clonmel. But it was a funny night's racing that night at Clonmel. Everything that was handy, as is often the case here at that venue on fast ground, dominated proceedings, and those that were sort of mid-division held about the back never really got into the race. So you could have finished 5th, 6th, 7th in any of those handicaps, and you would have probably run no worse than you would have done in your previous race. So that's basically what I did with my summaries of that card. I certainly don't think it was a backward step from that run here the time before when she finished 2nd to Beach Mount Whisper. And I think a repeat of that form should entitle her to go very, very close here. I like the fact that also Pat Smullen's been booked for her as well. And incidentally, the tongue tie has gone on for the first time. So obviously, the connections of this horse fillers, though, she's probably just perhaps making a noise, well, one or two noises in her races. That's a little bit of a concern. But hopefully everything will work out for her tonight. She should get into a decent track position here this evening. And this track is a little bit more, less of a bias than Clonmel the other day. So not a massive strong fancy, but Double Fast with the four places on offer looks a fair enough each way bet.
Double Fast in the lucky last then for Thomas Mullins and Pat Smullen. Just remind us please then, Andy, one more time, your 8 selections for the action on the Emerald Isle this evening.
Yeah, decent card at Garran this evening. Really looking forward to the action there. Starting off by nominating Monarch as probably one of the strongest short prize favourites on that particular card. In the 6 o'clock lineup of the evening is Mizar. I do think he's particularly well treated at present, and hopefully he can back up that good maiden performance of the day at the Curra. The two to concentrate on in the 6:30 are Empresario Basiliero and my main selection, Chestnut Fire. Both of them come out as strong run races on their last experiences. In the 7 o'clock, I quite like the chances here of Knockmahill Boy from the Jim Colletti stable. On to Dermot Well then in the 7:30 with one of his nicer fillies, the 3-year-old Shamreen. 8 o'clock, C Swift, another one for the World Camp for me in that maiden race for the fairer sex. In the 8:30, Shamus Fahi's Fast On has got lots and course and distance form against his name is the choice there. And in the final race, a horse that ran well here, 2 starts back before getting involved in a negative track bias of the day at Clonmel. Double Fast is the each way choice in the final race.
Thank you very much. There we are, the thoughts of Andy Holding ahead of the card tonight at Gowran Park. And remember to tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. where you'll hear all of the action live as it happens from Lingfield, Hamilton and Market Raisin in the afternoon, Kempton and Newton Abbott alongside the Gowran Park this evening with Darren Owen, Craig Forsyth and Andrew Mount in the studio. Thank you very much for that, Andy. Best of luck and we'll speak again soon.
Hopefully we'll. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information. William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.